Is there any natural disasters which happen?
Yeah, there's plenty of natural disasters. Guam is actually right on the coast of a reef formation called the Marianas Trench. And underneath, in this trench, is the lowest part of the world, the deepest part of the world.
Wow.
Yeah, so if we joke about it, we joke that Guam's highest mountain, Mount Lam Lam, is actually the highest mountain in the world if you count off from its base, which is in the Marianas Trench, the lowest part of the world.
Wow, that's amazing. So there must be good diving if you talk about barrier reefs.
Yeah, there's plenty of good diving. It's got really great diving like in you would find in Hawaii or in the Great Barrier Reef. And many, many tourists from all over Asia come to Guam to scuba dive because there are great spots. And it's the closest U.S. soil they can get to.
Ah, I see. But in Australia, in the Great Barrier Reefs, there's lots of dangerous animals. Is that the case in Guam as well? Or?
Well, actually, that's funny you should ask. There has been a recent article about a guy in Guam, a very young guy who was scuba diving, and he got stung by a lionfish.
Huh.
But that is the extent of the dangerous animals of Guam. You'd have to go out into the deep sea to find more dangerous animals. But I think the most dangerous ones we have are quite small. Things like the lionfish, which I just mentioned, he just got stung, but it wasn't anything terrible. We do have reef sharks, but they are not great white sharks, so they're quite small. And smaller poisonous things like triggerfish, those you just have to be careful about whenever you're scuba diving. But other than that, there's not much dangerous in the sea.
Great.